On this week's podcast from journalism.co.uk, we'll be taking a look at a Canadian news outlet that's aiming to shake up local journalism by only sourcing stories from its members. Last week, we were intrigued to discover Taproot Edmonton, a Canadian online publisher that's testing out a new business model to support local journalism. Unlike many subscription-based services, the news organisation is offering its content to everyone, but gives paying members the power to be involved in the process from beginning to end. If they have an idea for a story or want to know how or why something is how it is in Edmonton, they post it online for discussion, where a pool of freelancers can then bid to take the job on.
Taproot Edmonton is our attempt to try to figure out what comes next in local news.
That's Mac Mail. Along with Karen Unland, he founded Taproot Edmonton earlier this year and published the organisation's first story in September.
We know that local news all around the world has been having a difficult time with the existing business models. And so one of the key things we wanted to do with Taproot was try to find out if there's another business model that could support the important local journalism that people often lament the loss of when a newspaper shuts down or downsizes. So my partner and I, Karen Unland, have been talking about local media and particularly in Edmonton for years. And earlier this year, the two daily newspapers in Edmonton had 35 people cut from their newsrooms. And it was sort of an extra kick in the behind to say, we need to try to do something about this. So that's kind of where Taproot came from. And what's really core to it is that we start with our member first. So that's the business model. People pay $10 a month or $100 a year to become a member of Taproot Edmonton. What that means is they can ask questions in what we call the Story Garden. Those questions are the starting points for stories. And then we publish the stories openly for everyone to read, not just the members. As you can imagine, the process is still evolving as we learn more about this. But what we've got so far is if you're a member, you ask a question, it gets posted in the garden, we call it. So this is a web application that we've built that the members can access. We then kind of look to see which ones gain traction. And that's kind of two main signals to us. One is comments. People can comment on that question and say, that's a really great question, or have you thought about this, or I want to know this as well. They can also sort of vote on it, and we give them a curiosity slider. So 1 to 5, how curious are you about this question? And so when a question gets enough votes and enough comments, and we see that it looks like it's got traction, then we go to our virtual newsroom. We're using Slack for that. And say to the storytellers that are there, you know, this question looks like one that seems like it has traction. It's something that we'd be happy to investigate. Are any of you interested? Or in some cases, if we know there's a particular freelancer who's well suited to it, we'll go to that person directly. The first thing they do is they bring us a discovery document is what we call it. So it's a one pager that says, you know, here are some other things that have been written about this topic. Here's what I think the central focus of a story would be. Here are the people that I would talk to. And we pay them $50 for that. So, you know, unlike most cases, freelancers are pitching stuff to doing that work for free. We think it's important that they get some compensation for that. If we both agree that, yeah, there's actually an interesting story there, then we come up with a statement of work and the freelancer goes and does the interviews, the research, the journalism. There's an online editing process that we do, also using Slack, and then we get our article ready for publication.
Now, some of you might be wondering why the founders use a gardening metaphor when naming the publication. So I asked Mac to explain.
Well, as anyone who has ever tried to name anything these days will know, it's really hard to come up with a name that hasn't already been used by someone. And Taproot was used in a couple of small places, but not locally, so we thought it was a good name to start with. But we really liked the whole gardening metaphor, this idea that, you know, seeds get planted, those seeds get cultivated, they turn into beautiful flowers, which are the stories, right? So we thought the gardening metaphor would kind of help our initial members and the initial people we're talking to kind of understand the approach that we're taking, where we start with, you know, those questions and those turn into stories with a little bit of love. So the gardening metaphor is really what kind of drew us to the name Taproot. And then, you know, Taproot itself means, it's the central root of a system, a taproot system. And so in some cases it becomes the fruit that we eat, carrots and potatoes. And so they're very nutritious things, which we liked the idea of, and they also tend to grow really well here in Edmonton, where we're so far north. So for those variety of reasons, we really like Taproot as a name.
Now, although Taproot Edmonton has only been running for a few months, the publisher has a pool of 10 freelancers so far and over 70 paying members who are participating actively in the storytelling process.
For publishing, we don't sell any advertisements or anything like that. So that kind of means that page views are irrelevant to us. And so getting the story out as widely as possible is what's most important. So that's why we're publishing both on our site and on Medium. You know, we might look at some other options for that in the future. Facebook Instant articles, for instance, could also be another revenue stream potentially. But we'd like to get to the point where we're publishing at least one of these really in-depth, solid pieces of journalism every week. We think that would put us in a really good position to have a pretty good impact on our city. And if we can prove out the model and refine the technology and everything here, then the big vision is that we could have an impact on local journalism elsewhere as well.
And you can check out the organisation's website at www.taprootedmonton.ca for more information. For more podcasts from journalism.co.uk, please visit our website.